You know, Isaac Newton said, "If I see so clearly, it's because I stand on the shoulders of the giants who've come before me." And I've been fortunate to have colleagues who've made startling vocal discoveries, shattering glass with their voice, singing with such epic release that no microphone could do justice to their natural tone, and learning more from the multiple Grammy winners that I coached than what they learned from me. I understand that many vocal experts have labored their entire lives to develop and refine several aspects of this technique. I'm grateful to have inherited the fruits of their labor for this next generation and excited to share with the world the newest discoveries of this program, as well as our weekly updates on Singing Success TV. What I'm going to share with you in this series is the compilation of years of study, distilled into a format that is so simple and easy to understand that beginners will grasp singing on a professional level even if they have limited aspirations. This technique and approach to singing is not just ivory tower theorizing. To illustrate, I've worked with hundreds of singers with far greater formal education than myself who had the ability to name every muscle in the upper respiratory system and their function in singing. Yet their range was limited. They had no concept of how to sing high without their voices cracking or disconnecting into falsetto. Along with Solomon, they discovered that, "For with much wisdom comes much sorrow." The more knowledge, the more grief. The more you know, the more you don't know how or why this mystery is so difficult. I've had days where I could honestly sing the songs of Mariah Carey or Pavarotti, though not as amazing. And I've had other days where singing felt like running in mud in a terrible dream that I couldn't wake up from. All in all, I was able to convince my voice into a level of consistency where, number one, there were no breaks in my range. From the bottom note to the top, I was able to consistently sing a full-out woman's high C. Whether in the studio or on the stage in Tennessee, LA, Italy, or China, and with a cold voice, a tired voice, morning or night, sickness in and health, you know the rest. I must say, however, that the most important experience I've had is helping rock stars, pop stars, Grammy winners, Broadway stars, worship leaders, gospel singers, cantors, choir directors, and every other singer imaginable to find their voices when they were without hope, without voice, and on the verge of deep personal and professional embarrassment. I've spent portions of summer vacations on the beach of Lake Michigan, driving home from Kings Island Amusement Park, walking the streets of Italy, or on the way to the movies with my kids, on the phone coaching a desperate singer into finding his or her lost voice. The proof is not, as some might say, in my ability to perform, but my ability to get others to do it. If I boast in my voice but transform no one, I've only created a generation of insecure singers. This I have not done. Rather, most of my singers outsing me, and I'm thankful they do. If I'm a track coach, do I have to run faster than the current world record Usain Bolt in order to teach him? Nope. And we know for certain that what we're going to be teaching you works. This technique is applicable across a broad spectrum of singers, from the housewife to the high school student to the professionals on Broadway, opera, and top 40. My goal in producing this series is, to quote an old proverb, to bring the hay down out of the barn loft onto the barn floor where the cows can get at it. In other words, I'm going to simplify. Einstein said, "If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it." This series is designed in two parts. The first section will deal with the technical aspects of singing. That is, how to make the voice function properly and consistently, overcome vocal faults, vocal conditioning and preservation, and most of all, develop the full potential of your voice. Remember this: wrong technique frustrates agitates, and it's time-consuming. It can permanently damage your voice, enforce hard-to-reverse habits, and waste years of your valuable time and money. The second half of the series deals with style. We will cover pop, rock, folk, country, R&B, gospel, jazz, musical theater, and classical. While other styles are recognized, these will give the general artistic foundation for all other musical art forms. Proper technique will allow you to sing expressively in all styles. Therefore, we stress the importance of technique prior to learning style because good technique will facilitate good style. One example of an accelerated style technique is we take a person's normative speech patterns and import that into the text of the song, which will export a version of that song which will be unlike anybody who's ever sung it. When singers experience this, their confidence will soar because they've become distinct in the market. Remember this. You are either distinct or extinct. Other stylistic techniques include shifts in timbre, pharyngeal height, vocal cord compression, speed, and certain use of vibrato and techniques of improvisation. Some additional advances in technique including vocalizing a cappella so that you're initially blending with the voice rather than a piano, identifying your voice type, which would either be flute-like or brassy in quality, and learning to exploit that quality as a strength while building the other qualities as support and a creator of diversity in tone. Also, we will be using other instruments that have, unlike a piano, an even attack and sustained sound, for example, string, bass, cello, viola, and violin. Remembering that pop styles change very rapidly, there are always new methodologies being developed to sing in these different genres. Since the first release of this program, music has changed drastically, and my team of talented vocal coaches have worked feverishly to adapt to each new movement within the commercial music world. The beauty of this program is the tremendous support you can seek out each time you have questions or difficulties. You can contact our customer service and get a consultation over the phone or online with one of our capable Singing Success certified coaches. You should also supplement with our video channel, Singing Success TV, which is on singingsuccess.com. This will allow you to see real people facing and overcoming the same difficulties that we all share.